Hello, teacher. Might I encourage you today to spend time before teaching this lesson to review and review the wheel illustration so that the truths emphasized in each part of the wheel will become a pattern practical enough for you to present to your group. You know, if you set the pace in sharing this illustration with them, then they may feel more secure about drawing it out and communicating it with someone else this week. Encourage them, for instance, to share it on a napkin or on the back of a placemat if they're out getting a cup of coffee or having a meal with someone. Or it could be drawn on a program as you wait for a performance to begin. You could begin by asking, "Would you like to see a short illustration someone showed me that gave me a visual picture of what it's all about to have balance in the Christian life?" Unfortunately, it's not an instant holiness formula, but spiritual growth will definitely come if you determine to do the things that I am about to show you. And if they give you their permission, then you could draw the hub of the wheel and the outside rim and explain them as you draw them, and then fill in the other parts, explaining each spoke as you draw it in and using scriptures to go with it. And then after completely drawing the wheel and explaining each part of it, ask some questions like this: Is Christ the center of your life? Are you obeying Him in every area where He has spoken to you? How about the spokes of your life? Are you short in the Word, short in prayer time, maybe overlong in fellowship? Are you short in witnessing? Does your life have the balance to run smoothly? And at this point, teacher, you might also want to ask different ones in the group to take one part of the wheel and prepare to discuss next week the how-to of making these things a real part of our lives. For instance, maybe they could think through on how to make the Word a part of their lives. Another one could take how to make prayer more effective. Another, how can I be open enough to have real fellowship with others? Another could think about what makes an effective witness and be prepared to present it to the group. Since every part of the wheel except the hub is something to do, one could get works conscious. Remind them, teacher, then, that there are people running around in Christendom who are doing all these things that the wheel suggests, but their lives lack any spiritual power. Their actions are accompanied by the wrong heart attitudes. Ask them to think about an appropriate attitude for each spoke and the rim that would ensure God's pleasure and power in their lives. Let me illustrate what I mean. On the rim, you may know a very obedient Christian. You don't see them that they haven't read 30 pages in their Bibles, Old and New Testament, of course, and memorized a passage and reviewed all their verses systematically and prayed through their daily and weekly and monthly and biannually prayer lists, and they've written letters of encouragement to their Christian friends, and they've witnessed to everything that moves. And yet, their lives have no power. Well, could the attitude that they are lacking be humility? James 4:6 says, "God is opposed to the proud, but He gives grace to the humble." The attitude of submission should accompany our opening the Word. On this spoke, my time is lost unless I'm willing to do what it tells me to do and to stop doing what I am doing that the Word suggests should not be in my life. James 1:22, "Don't be just a hearer of the Word, but a doer." And without the attitude of faith, my prayers are ineffective. Hebrews 11:6 says, "Without faith, it's impossible to please Him." In the matter of fellowship, I can sit elbow to elbow and stare eye to eye with my Christian friends and go away without really fellowshipping if I have not love. And in witnessing, many stuff something like the Roman road or some other plan of presenting the salvation down the targets of their pagan penetration without heeding 2 Corinthians 4:5, which says, "For we do not preach ourselves, but Christ Jesus is Lord." And listen now, "and ourselves as your servants for Jesus' sake." Serving should be the attitude of our lives in sharing Christ with others. So here again, then, are these attitudes that I might suggest should accompany the doing of the spokes of the wheel. Along with obedience should be humility. Along with the Word, submission. Along with prayer, faith. Along with fellowship, love. And along with witnessing, being a servant.